Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now is a man who's got a massive brain.
Mike Florio.
He used to be a lawyer, then he decided to take his talents to the internet.
NBC Sports.
I'm sorry I'm late. I was talking to Robert Kraft.
That isn't the time for an airing of grievances.
Pro Football Talk.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
He joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. He is the man behind Pro Football Talk. He's also been known to write a book or two, like Father of Mine, and he is with NBC. He joins us now, Mike Florio. Mike, thanks for joining us today. And, of course, thank you for delaying your Wednesday lunch on our behalf.
Stomach's growling a little bit. If you listen closely, you might hear it. And thank you for the pop for Father of Mine. It's available 99 cents on Amazon in ebook form. Son of Mine, the sequel as well. And sources close to me tell me that an audio version is coming and I might be drafted to do the narration, which I have a feeling is going to be a massive pain in the ass.
Yes, I would agree that that would be a pain on your part, and I'm glad you have those sources that are very close to you, informing you and keeping you on the latest on your own books. I like that, Mike. I have questions because we're 8 days away from the NFL draft. This whole Travis Hunter thing, I'm trying to wrap my head around it. Help me out. So he doesn't want to play in the NFL if he can't play both positions. I don't take him at his word on that, by the way. But how likely is it that a team would draft him and not let him play both positions, cornerback and wide receiver?
You know, what he said when he did a car wash series of interviews last week, if he had to choose between one or the other, offense or defense, what would it be? And he basically said, neither, I wouldn't play. And I agree with you. I think if it comes down to it and his only choice is receiver or corner, he'll take it. But I think it suggests that as he has talked to teams, met with teams, gone on the pre-draft visits, he's made his point. He wants an opportunity to play full-time both ways. And I think he's earned it. He's a top prospect at both positions. And the team that drafts him needs to be willing, I believe, to let him try. Maybe it's too much. As John Harbaugh, the Ravens coach, said yesterday, there's not enough hours in the day to do it properly. That's fine. Let him come to that conclusion. Let Travis Hunter go out there and see for himself, you know what? At this level, it's too much. The playbook, the film study, the adjustments, the signals, all the things that you need to do to master one side, not enough time to master both sides. But let him come to that conclusion because I think maybe he could do it. Let's find out. We haven't had a guy like this in decades who in theory could do it. Why not give him a chance and let him decide as a mature, responsible adult decision, I need to focus on one or the other.
Mike's segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Mike, I think a big piece of this, though, is It's also about the opportunities financially. Because if he says this and something happens on draft night, which given the fact that there haven't been any trades of first round picks yet, very well could. I think he's doing the right thing to put himself in the best position to succeed for him, knowing that he's flexible and at least he's got the discussion open, you know, for teams that may have a specific need for him, regardless of which position it may be.
Well, and the bottom line is this: if you're the Browns at number two and you're not willing to embrace what he wishes to do, trade the pick to someone who will. I just hope that whoever takes him is willing to let him embrace that both ways. And the money is interesting here because his contract isn't going to be tied to the fact that he plays both positions. There isn't going to be a two-way premium. He's going to be paid based upon where he's drafted. Now, after 3 years, when the window opens on a second contract, if he is a full-time two-way player, that's when the negotiations become very interesting, because if he is both a starting receiver and a starting corner, should he be paid both salaries in one? Going to be something to really watch and monitor. Maybe that's a reason for a team to not want to do it, because what that would do to the market if you do pay one player like a top receiver and a top corner. But that's a concern for down the road. I think it's great for a team, though, if they could have a guy who plays both positions, because think about the decisions you make on game day. Who dresses, who doesn't? If you have your needs met with one guy at receiver and defensive back, you can dress another offensive lineman, another defensive lineman. You have more flexibility with your roster on game day. There's a lot of good that can come from it, but it will complicate the life of a general manager, an owner, a head coach, if and when he does star at both positions. And if I had to choose one or the other, I'd go receiver. Just look at the market. Look at how much receivers at the top get paid versus corners. And there's a thought that he has a better future as a receiver than a corner if that's the path he chooses.
Yeah, and that surprised me, Mike, that was the kind of overall consensus, but that seems to be the case, that people think he can be a better receiver and a receiver for longer in the NFL than he can at cornerback. Staying with those Colorado Buffaloes, here in Chicago, we are very much interested in on how many quarterbacks will be taken before we get to number 10, and maybe if a team might even trade up to number 10 to take a quarterback. What are you seeing as we're 8 days out now, and you would think in mock draft 5.0 or wherever some of these experts are, that we'd have a better idea of what teams are going to want with those first nine picks?
Well, and one of the realities is teams generally keep their mouths shut. Nobody knew that the Chiefs were secretly coveting Patrick Mahomes. They jumped up to number 10 to get him in 2017, one spot in front of the Saints. And I think number 8, a pick the Panthers currently hold, one spot in front of the Saints, could be a spot where there's action for Shedeur Sanders, now that we know that Derek Carr, the Saints quarterback, has a shoulder injury that could keep him from playing this year. But if he should slip past number 9, that's when the Bears have some potential juice to trade down if there's somebody who wants to get up there to get Shedeur Sanders. Ideally for the Bears, yeah, there would be 2 or 3 quarterbacks, and it's not going to be 3. The question is, will it be 2 in the top 9? Because that just pushes down the board prospects that the Bears would be more interested in. It's going to be an interesting top 10 because of the Shedeur Sanders wild card. And the Bears should be hoping that Shedeur Sanders goes before they're on the clock, because again, that's just one more guy that they would want at a position where they might have a need that creeps closer and closer to their chance to get it.
Mike, we heard from Bears cornerback Kyler Gordon yesterday, fresh off of his extension. Numbers reporting that he's got a $13.3 million average annual value, which would make him the highest paid slot corner in the league. What do you think about just that value relative to the rest of the league and his performance to earn it?
Well, you know, a lot of the stuff that comes out when contracts are first reported is concocted by agents, fed by spoon to the insiders who just report whatever the agents tell them. So, hey, highest paid slot corner. I mean, you can get a specific and come up with some way to have a superlative on a contract. I always wait to see the full numbers to truly understand what a deal is worth. But the Bears are doing a good job of identifying the talent that is going to be part of the future and taking care of them and making strategic decisions, as every team should be doing, about how they're going to build out this team under new coach Ben Johnson, and with Ryan Poles still there being the one to decide in conjunction with Ben Johnson who the guys are that really are part of what the Bears are trying to do. So they see Gordon as one of those guys. And I always withhold judgment on the value of a contract until I can look at the whole thing and understand what's true and what's not true.
Joined by Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk. And Mike, I'm just curious, when you look at the way this draft is shaping up, do we feel like there is now a consensus on how many good players there are in that second tier? Because we've heard so much about like the top six players. Do we know how deep the run goes to that next tier? Has that shored up somewhat?
Well, you get the impression that there's a lot of good players beyond the first tier. I think that's one of the reasons why we haven't seen any movement. Everybody's holding their original first round pick. There's a sense that there's a good chance you're going to get a pretty good player in this year's draft. That superstars, maybe not a ton, but a lot of good players and a lot of needs that can be addressed. Teams always say they want the best available player. Well, your assessment of the best available player is going to be influenced at some level by what your needs are. How can it not be? So I think you're going to have some teams that are patient and some teams that think they're in a position to get a guy who can be plugged right in and address an area where they need to get better right away.
I also want to ask you about a notable birthday you pointed out on Pro Football Talk. Bill Belichick turned 73 today. His senior, Pete Carroll, getting back into the NFL. Pete is also 73, but of course turned that age earlier. And I thought it was a good question. If you think, will he get back to the NFL before he turns 74, 75, or perhaps 76? Bill Belichick did not strike me initially as being a young 73, kind of like Carroll is, but given what we're seeing already at North Carolina, and let's face it, he's allowed to be re-energized in more ways than one, and his dating life would seem to indicate that. You could make the argument that he could get back into the league, too.
Well, the question is, will a team want him? And I had heard when the Raiders hired him, the Raiders, who have a minority owner who knows a thing or two about Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, weren't interested in Bill Belichick. There was a report that was floated that they reached out to see if he was willing to leave North Carolina to come back to Las Vegas. My understanding is that was a favor to Belichick, that they really weren't interested. And obviously, when they hire the guy he beat in a Super Bowl, what does that tell you? When they hire a guy that Tom Brady didn't spend 20 years working with, what does that tell you? I think it's going to be difficult for him to get back. He's 0-2 in the hiring cycles that have happened since he was fired by the Patriots. And next year, is it going to be any different? The year after, is it going to be any different? Now, if North Carolina goes undefeated or just dramatically turns around, will there be buzz for Belichick back in the NFL? The concerns are still going to be there. And the overriding concern is that you're going to have to basically turn your program over to Bill Belichick. And if there are other employees, general managers, scouts, high-level people who are in place, and they have a level of comfort in the job that they're currently doing, when Belichick shows up, everything's going to change, and he's going to want to take over. He's going to want to bring Lombardi with him. He's going to want to do all sorts of stuff. And one thing we're learning about the public emails that are being sent and received by his girlfriend, who isn't on the payroll but is involved in the program, do you think NFL employees who are on the payroll are going to welcome the idea that he's going to want to bring his kids, and he's going to want to have, to the extent that they're still dating then, a girlfriend who is involved in some way and emailing salaried employees and telling them what to do when she's not working for the team at all? I think that complicates. Setting aside the whole 49-year age difference, I don't really care about that. That's for others to scrutinize. Just the idea that anyone's spouse, fiance, significant other, we've never seen this before. And Belichick's six Super Bowl rings get him a pass on a lot of things, including putting Matt Patricia and Joe Judge in charge of the offense 3 years ago in New England. But we've never seen this where someone's partner personally has an active role in his professional existence as a head coach. I think it's going to make it harder for an owner to press the button on bringing Bill Belichick back.
Well, and it's funny because you bring that up, and they do appear to be a team right now in some way. You know, you definitely know who the larger authority figure is just via his resume and his past, but that there is that acknowledgement. I can't even think of this in ownership situations. Usually there's one name that's always the main one, even when you talk about owners in the NFL.
You're right. And this is such, and look, we cover, people say, why do you cover Bill Belichick? He's not in the NFL anymore. But he's one of the greatest coaches of all time in the NFL. And there is this vague notion that he could come back, even though he and Mike Lombardi will talk down about the NFL, and the NFL's a mess right now. And okay, fine. But Belichick would come back if he had the opportunity. He wants to catch Don Shula. That's widely believed. And if he's not careful, he's going to get caught by Andy Reid, who's not all that far behind him. He's going to fall down a peg on the all-time coaching wins list if he doesn't come back and Reid keeps racking up 10, 12, 13, 14 regular season victories plus multiple postseason victories every year. Next year, the year after that, Belichick is going to be behind Shula and, at least in one of the categories, total overall wins. Just regular season wins. He'll be behind George Halas as well and Andy Reid.
All right, let's stay college adjacent with this next one, Mike. Nico Iamaleava, he's the quarterback at Tennessee, or at least he used to be the quarterback at Tennessee. He's entered the transfer portal. Different reports about what's going on as far as him wanting more money to stay, upwards of $4 million when he was making $2.4 million, I guess, last year. And the shockwaves that maybe this will send throughout not only the college game, but maybe at the professional level too, because it kind of is an indication of what's going on because of NIL and waiting to see if Congress gets involved. What is your view on this and how it affects football at large, but specifically guys trying to get paid before they even get to the NFL?
This is a manifestation of the chaos the college football system is currently experiencing. And they deserve the chaos because they, for decades, had an inherently corrupt system that twisted itself in knots in order to avoid paying players under this goofy notion of amateurism. And they band together. I don't know why the confetti just fell when I did that. But they band together under the umbrella of the NCAA to deny the players any opportunity to make a single penny. I mean, it was corrupt. And those chickens have come home to roost for the NCAA. And the only way they're ever going to get out of this is if they can find an antitrust exemption, because everything they try to do collectively is an antitrust violation. So they can either embrace a nationwide union like the NFL does, where 32 different businesses come together under a multi-employer collective bargaining agreement, or they can get Congress to give them a lifeline, give us an antitrust exemption so we can put rules in place. Until then, it's chaos. And you have players who have rights, they have leverage, but we're seeing, I think, for the first time in a notable way, a player who has overplayed his hand. He had $2.4 million, bird in the hand. He wanted to go get the $4 million. He made the power play. And as I said yesterday on PFT Live, you can't make a power play if you don't have power. And he found out the hard way he didn't. And now he's scrambling to get the $2.4 million. And there are reportedly multiple teams waiting for his number to drop to $1 million. So this is what happens when you have a Wild West scenario. Sometimes in the Wild West, you get shot out in the street, and I think that's what's happening to Nico.
And see, I thought that would be Matthew Sluka, the former UNLV quarterback, where there was a discussion about NIL there, and it pretty much came down to that. But this might be another example of one of those, in a way.
Hey, let me add one thing, too. If Congress is going to put in place a system that restricts what the players can make, I hope the coaches are included in that too. Because for years, they're able to up and go wherever they want and grab a bigger bag somewhere else. If it's good enough for the coaches, it should be good enough for the players. So if there's some artificial restriction on what college football players can make, it's only fair that that same restriction applies to the coaches.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
There's not a lot of positives, and Bears fans know it, but Kyler Gordon is one of them, and I've enjoyed watching him in the year that he's had. He's one of the better nickel corners that I've seen in the league this year.
Kyler Gordon, I think, is an outstanding, you know, nickel player. So I have a vision for how, you know, we can utilize him.
I know Kyler is a guy that, you know, we want a part of this moving forward. So, you know, the time of that, I'm not sure how that all is going to work out, but that is a priority.
The Score Midday Show, 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
That was Troy Aikman on ESPN, also Ryan Poles and Dennis Allen, all talking about Kyler Gordon. The Caleb Williams segment is at 12:25, just so you're aware. Be ready for that on the Midday Show on The Score. But Kyler Gordon spoke. We knew this was a matter of time, that he was going to get some sort of contract extension. And I think was one of the few Bears individual performances that was really a bright spot last season.
When you were not here, on Monday, Mark Grody and I talked about Kyler Gordon, defensive players, where he ranks on the list. We were like top five defenders on the Bears. And I was like, Kyler Gordon's higher than you think. And I was like, it's Jalen Johnson. Then it's to me, Kyler Gordon. He was like, what about Montez Sweat? I was like, he ain't created a whole lot of sweat last year. So
what about TJ Edwards?
He was good. He was good.
What about Danks? It had to happen at some point.
No, I'm saying.
What about Danks?
Thank you.
When I look back at last season and the guys who were making impact plays time and time and time again, Kyler Gordon right there. Kyler Gordon right there. And now he's getting paid as such. And I think he deserves the check, mainly because just because you get paid what becomes the highest contract for that position doesn't really matter because it's going to be gone next year.
It's timing. I do think, though, that he deserved to have that designation when it came up. I don't think this is just one of those Ryan Poles needs to sign one of his guys. In this case, it was Kyler Gordon is a Ryan Poles guy, but he was exemplary when it came to how to not only improve in your second season, but rebound from his rookie year. He gets put in a different role, absolutely flourishes, and then is able to use all of that background to his advantage and really put it together in a positive way last season. I even thought that the Bears decided to not utilize him as much as he was being used at the beginning of the year. I loved the corner blitz that they had working with him. You knew he was coming, but it didn't matter. He was so good, and his timing was so good, that he was able to get a sack or get a major hit anyway.
I think one of the big things, when you hear Dennis Allen mention him in his introductory press conference as a defensive coordinator, you understand that it's not just us watching Kyler Gordon do what he does, but the league notices. People who watch football notice. They're like, oh, that guy's good at his job. Maybe they don't know how good he is, but they know he is an accelerated player, if you will. And I think for them, this is a lesson, because Ryan Poles, I mean, you go back and look at Bears GMs who extend the players that they bring in, and this guy is at the top of the list for Ryan Poles, but it doesn't happen all the time.
Mark Potash, you know, the Bears historian, April Fool's. Ryan, he says, Ryan Poles is the first Bears GM / vice president of player personnel to sign his initial draft pick since Dave Wanstead and Rob Graves drafted Curtis Conway in 1993.
So you're saying it's been a minute?
Yeah, and this is initial draft pick. This is not just a guy who you drafted that year. The last actual GM to do it was Jim Finks with Walter Payton.
That's going back even further.
Indeed. But yeah, Kyler Gordon, he was Ryan Poles' guy, but this is not a question of that. This was a utilizing exactly what he needed to do and the skill set he had in a way that wasn't just positive, but really at times was one of the few bright spots of the season. I selfishly wish that Tyreek Stevenson had the second year like Kyler Gordon had to be able to build. And unfortunately, it was almost the exact opposite of that. You know, there was a regression. But when I consider examples of players who did exactly what they needed to do in that year or two to build, he's the guy.
Certainly an example of what you want players to look like, even when they maybe have some adversity early on in their career, right?
Yeah, there were times where Kyler Gordon was falling down at the line of scrimmage.
And everybody was like, uh-oh.
Oh, I admit.
Is this a mistake?
I admit my patience was starting to wear thin.
And so I think it's good that you see where the hard work in fighting through said adversity could pay off. But also, I mean, Kyler Gordon, now that this contract's done, he talked about kind of the stress being lifted off of him. That's something he doesn't have to worry about anymore, think about anymore. He can just focus on football. Here's what he had to say about his GM, the guy that took him in the draft, Ryan Poles, and the expectations of winning this season.
I mean, I'll say shout out to Ryan for, you know, picking the right guys to be in the room and finding what we want to build. I feel like we got a lot of good people in this room, coaches and players. And so I definitely do feel like grateful and blessed to be a part of that cornerstone and changing Chicago and the city into what we want it to be. Yeah, I think we got some good years ahead of us, most definitely.
When you get that deal done, does Ryan give you a big hug at that point? Like, what's the when you're signing on the dotted line, he says, we want to give you the extension, it's done. What is the reaction with you and with Ryan Poles and whomever else might have been part of it?
Honestly, yes, it's very, like, we hug each other, dap up, we're excited. But I think everyone's, like, still in the same mindset of, like, we have work that we want to do. Like, I feel like everyone, we're all thinking about, you know, where we want to take this team more than you know, what I'm doing. At least that's where my mind is too. Like, we all wanted to get this out of the way and do it the right way, you know, respectfully. And then, but really get to the main priority, which is, you know, building this team and, you know, getting where we want to get in this NFL season.
I love that. I also cracked up the mental picture of Ryan Poles giving Kyler Gordon a big hug after the contract extension.
Do we call that a bear hug just because? I'm just asking.
That was good.
It was good.
It's a large man giving us not as large man a hug.
And we keep showing that picture on Twitter, the one of Darth Poles where he's in that ridiculously high-collared jacket.
No.
He looks so cool, though.
Does he?
Yes.
If you say so. You're the fashion expert on this. In this form, you are the fashion expert.
No way. You've got awesome t-shirts. What are you talking about?
T-shirts are lazy because, like, why would I put on real clothes?
T-shirts are life. You put thought into them.
I put thought into buying them. When I wear them, usually it's just like, oh, this is clean. Let's ride.
That's why we work in radio, though, because we can just wear these things and it's totally fine.
Yes, I have enjoyed the casual nature of being able to utilize that part of my wardrobe. It has been a plus. Also not wearing a wall of makeup. And unfortunately, that just came with the lighting.
A wall of makeup.
You have to wear a lot of makeup just to look like yourself under those lights.
Let me tell you something. Speaking of makeup, I had so much makeup on yesterday. And I was like, what are we doing? And they were explaining to me, the makeup artists, there were two of them working on me at the same time. Shout out to the fine makeup artists, including Alex, who always gives me a hard time over at ABC7. And they were like, you don't understand, when you're doing television, you don't need as much makeup because you're doing a lot of moving around. There's not really much focus. But what we're about to do with this headshot, that's you in perpetuity. So we have to make sure that you look your absolute best. And I was like, okay, We've taken headshots before. I've never taken them quite like this.
Right.
I was like, I will be your canvas. Paint me up. But when you get that much makeup on, you're like, as soon as the photo shoot was, I was like, I need to get this off me. And I was using like the wipes. I went home, took a shower immediately. I was like, I got to get this stuff off my face and the top of my head, obviously.
Yeah, for me, I don't normally wear liquid foundation in real life. A lot of people do, but I do for TV because you just have to. Like, the shadows will make you look different. Like, my main job is making me look the most like myself. But for me and just how I photograph, that's an issue. Darker features, as you know, we'd have to do a little bit more. So it's been nice to not have to wear the liquid foundation. I'm typically not that person. And you just have to wear more of the stuff around it, too. So I won't get into that. That's not important.
No, but from a makeup standpoint, Kyler Gordon, highly curious, as he should be, as everyone on the Bears defense should be, and what exactly he's dealing with now that he has a new defensive coordinator. Remember, this guy's played for the same head coach / defensive coordinator until halfway through last year in Matt Eberflus, and now it's something
same
different.
Same system, right.
And so he was asked if he's done any research on Dennis Allen and his system, and yeah, he's been doing work.
I've been doing my research a little bit, finding like players that I feel like that he would use that would be, you know, similar to me in that style. I feel like in this defense, I feel like I get to, you know, be versatile how I am and, you know, kind of mix around with whatever. So I feel like really seeing me do whatever, I feel like there's not really no limit to my possibilities. So I'm just kind of excited to see what he cooks up and what his plan is. But we definitely got to get more in person. Continue to have these meetings to kind of just feel out everything that's going to happen. But I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but I have a good idea and I'm excited.
He's going to be involved. That's going to happen.
He's done his own research. I'm kidding.
Oh, don't. Not like in a crock, like a conspiracy theorist Twitter kind of way.
No, in a good, productive way. He did his own homework and research on Dennis Allen's defense. But a lot of these guys have. They want to know how they're going to fit in. Anytime we can get a snapshot of how somebody thinks they're going to perform in somebody's system, I want to know what that looks like. I also want to know if you're bringing back the corner blitz for him.
Yes, should be implemented.
They abandoned it. They didn't bring it back until that terrible Vikings game.
They abandoned
poor Karan Amagadi. He had to start at left guard.
Layla, they abandoned football at some point last year. So when you say they abandoned everything at some point. They lost 10 games in a row.
It just made me really sad to see how. At times, it's like the plan just completely ignored people's skill sets. Like, when you know a guy is having a good year, let it rip.
Speaking of let it rip, guess who stole the show at Kyler Gordon's press conference? Our own colleague, Mark Grote.
Grote?
Back to Mark Grote.
So, Kyler, what's the protocol here? Do you have to, like, buy something for everybody in the secondary? Did Jalen Johnson set any kind of precedent with his extension? How does this work?
Nah, we ain't got nothing like that, so not expecting nothing like that.
And then I know this is like the cliche question when an athlete gets paid, but is there anything that you are looking forward to buying or have bought already with the new money?
Nah, I don't think I got no expectation. My mind's not there right now. I feel like it's been more on football and family than anything, but I bet something will come up for sure.
I bet.
Bet. That is a drop we will be using this Friday when Mark Grody rejoins us. I will be, yes, making references to his bet.
I know. Comment. I'm missing Grody twice this week. I had pre-scheduled stuff in my life. I'm sorry.
Look,
I did not
life.
Know this would be my schedule when I scheduled these things.
I don't want your life. But listen.
You're from Alabama.
Yes, I am.
We could do better than this.
What do you mean? Is that not what he said in the movie?
He didn't say it like that.
Even I don't want your life.
It's laugh. L-I-I-I-I-F.
Oh, my bad.
Period.
Excuse me. My bad. Varsity Blues. It's a classic. Underrated classic.
Is it in the movie club?
Have we
seen it too much already?
It could be.
Or are we cringing in 2025? All of these things are questions.
Yeah, I think these are all things that are on the table. But Mark Grody is out here asking questions all up in Kyler Gordon's pockets, which I guess he's a journalist. That's what he's supposed to do, right?
He did originally also ask him when he got the Ed Block Courage Award. So this was something that was very top of mind with Grote and Kyler Gordon.
Yeah, I can see that bet. No, we're bringing that bet back.
Did you influence that? When you two have done all these shows together that you speak of, do you think that you rubbed off on him?
I don't say bet like that.
We say bet, I think, is a summary of something.
Do we say bet, though? He doubled down with
no,
the bet.
No, I've never doubled down on bet.
Exactly. What words do you double down on? I don't know. Let me think about that.
I double down on phrases quite a bit.
Okay. I can see that. I can see that.
I'm also happy they said his name right this time.
Oh, yeah.
They did not say Grote.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Do we tell them it's Grote now? Bears PR. Mark would like to be referred to as what Shaq called him, Mark Grote.
Mark Grote. Yeah. So we got, what, High Noon up next?
We do have High Noon up next. My buried treasure algorithm keeps on giving. Somebody was like, hey, Layla, are you looking for rings? Is that where you found the Lord of the Rings ring the other day? And I was like, no, it's buried treasure.
In these dark times, sometimes I wonder if community is dead. And then I read a story like that one I wrote, like the one I read about this one Michigan town and how they made a thing from my past come back to life. Books and their importance. That's when we come back. It's the Midday Show. Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, 670 The Score.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health.
At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'll be back this way on Monday. We'll settle this then. Right there, out in the street, in front of the Palace Saloon.
Yeah, right. When? High noon?
Yes, this is High Noon. We do it every day at about this time on the Midday Show. Marshall Harris, Layla Rahimi on the score. We spent a lot of time talking about the Cubs. 2-1 winners in 10 innings over the Padres last night. They have a chance to win yet another series. Guess we'll have to check it out. That game is at 3 o'clock. It is here on the score. Jed Hoyer, Matt Shaw. Jed Hoyer talked about Matt Shaw getting sent down to AAA, so we heard about that. And then we talked about the Bulls season and what the play-in game means to you. Or to your journey in life. Mike Florio talked NFL. We heard from Kyler Gordon. You heard coming up, we'll discuss Caleb Williams' Esquire article. And Dane Brugler is in the next segment, so we got to get to it on High Noon. It's High Noon. All right, I did say we wanted to talk about buried treasure, but then the buried treasure was in the text line. 708. By the way, saw that the Naperville Topgolf added yet another gun arrest this week. Think that's number 8 on the year now. So we have to do it. It's a show rule. We have to talk about Topgolf Naperville because for the 8th time this year, it is April.
Do we know why?
April.
Do we know why this Topgolf is so susceptible to having these types of charges?
Listen to this quote. While patrolling the Topgolf lot, officers approached an unoccupied vehicle and observed a firearm on the driver's floorboard, an opened bottle of tequila on the front passenger floorboard, and a plastic cup in the center console containing what appeared to be tequila. Okay, first of all, how do you know? Tequila is a clear liquid.
Could be water.
It could be. You don't...
Could be vodka.
Yes, could be tequila. We could play this game for a while.
So are they just cruising around the Topgolf parking lot looking for people to arrest?
No, they're cruising around the Topgolf parking lot looking for people who leave their guns out in the open in their cars.
I don't understand.
Like, why are you guys doing
but
this?
But also, why do people who go to Topgolf not understand, like, this is something that gets looked into?
Here's the thing I don't understand is one of the first things I was taught living in Texas was if you have something valuable and it's in your car, put it in your trunk.
Yeah.
And don't even do it at the site. Do it before you get there. And then if you have a gun, there's a good chance that you are also aware of crime as to why you have a gun, for example.
Yeah.
But you're just leaving it all willy-nilly. Then you throw in the tequila. You're just asking for the Topgolf gods, a.k.a. the police, to come.
I need more information on why this is a thing, though.
Topgolf.
Because I feel like you know that this Topgolf is known for this. You've seen this.
This is a bingo card, what you left in your car.
Yeah, it might be the center square.
I mean, just put some fireworks in there while you're at it.
Yes, it's not good.
What did you think was going to happen here? Pastrami sandwich.
Can we set an over-under?
Dan McNeil's book.
Can we set an over-under on Topgolf arrests for the rest of the year?
I think, number one, we need to call Derek Stevens or Mike Palm at Circa immediately. Number two, this is the most creative line we've come up with yet. Number three, I'm setting this thing high. I'm saying 18.
Yeah, we haven't hit summer yet, right?
Oh, 20. 20 is the line.
20 total as in the eight we've already had, or you're saying...
20 total is in the eight we've already had.
Okay, so 12 more.
The question is, what is the prize?
I'll take the under on that. I'll take the under
the
on 20.
Under? They've 20. Already had eight. This guy I left know, an entire illegal cachet in his car.
Can I remind you something, Marshall Harris?
Yes.
Summer's coming.
I know. I just said summer's coming. Okay, you're right. I'll take the over.
No, I'm taking the under. I have faith in humanity. I hope this Topgolf, I hope they solve that issue.
I have faith in the law of attraction attracting more gun-related offenses.
I also have faith in humanity. Humanity not doing what it needs to do. That's what I have faith in.
Yeah, okay, good point about not all tequila is clear.
Yeah.
Do you really think they would leave like a nice...
All vodka's clear.
No, but here's the thing. They're right. Like, would you really leave like a nice bottle of tequila like that opened in your car?
No one said it was top shelf tequila.
No, but the darker tequila is higher level tequila.
Okay. That's fair.
It's the Reposado, isn't it? Yeah.
Okay, my story's not quite as...
I've had Reposado tequila. I just didn't leave it in the car next to a gun.
How could you? Come on.
My story's not quite as triggering, we'll say, as Layla's story.
Oh, no.
This is a more friendly... This is more of a Marshall Harris style. This is the kind of high noon I like to get all warm and fuzzy around. Chelsea, Michigan. Residents of all ages in a small community formed a human chain and helped a local bookshop move each of his 9,100 books one by one to a new storefront about a block away.
Aww.
The Book Brigade of about 300 people stood in two lines running along a sidewalk in downtown Chelsea on Sunday, passing each title from Serendipity Books' former location directly to the correct shelves in the new building down the block and around the corner on Main Street. Quote, "It was a practical way to move the books, but it was also a way for everybody to have a part. As people passed the books along, they said, 'I have not read this,' and that's a good one." That's Michelle Tuplin, the store's owner. Momentum had been building since Tuplin announced the move back in January. Quote, "It became so buzzy in town, so many people wanted to help," end quote. Tuplin said the endeavor took just under 2 hours, much shorter than hiring a moving company to box and unbox the thousands of titles. The brigade even put up the books back on the shelves in alphabetical order. Now Tuplin hopes to have the new location open within 2 weeks. The bookstore has been in Chelsea, about 60 miles west of Detroit, since 1997. Tuplin's been the owner since 2017. She has three part-time employees. Quote, "It's a small town and people really just look out for each other. Anywhere you go, you're going to run into someone you know or who knows you and is going to ask about your day." Those are the words of Casey Friss, 32, who also said that the Book Brigade reminded her of, quote, "how special this community is," end quote. Aww. I mean, guys.
That's adorable.
That's a story. We need more stories like this in real life.
Well, I mean, judging by my count, I need about 12 more top golf stories. 13, actually. I need you guys to get to it over there.
I guess I'm not as naive as Robbie, per se, who has faith in humanity for other reasons. But I do have faith that every once in a while we can come together and do something positive. Every
once
in a while.
State of Michigan, man. It's about 50 minutes from my house. Shout out Chelsea.
I forgot. The resident Lions fan chiming in.
312, you must not have gone to a Topgolf, Layla. I mean, I have. I just played the golf. I don't know. Friendly reminder, we are broadcasting live from the Scores Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. We have an announcement in connection to our next guest, Dane Brugler, the author of The Beast, is at noon on The Score.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.